Happy hump day, friends. It's podcast time for the John DeBella Show, the daily podcast. Wednesday, March 27th is the date. Dave is here, and Steve's mulch is as well. Well, not physically here. It's in his driveway and has been for the past year. We started off there, and I'm actually considering a countdown clock for Steve spreading his mulch this year. I think that would be a wonderful spring bit to keep alive. It's getting nice out, finally. Baseball starts tomorrow. Can't wait for that. And we had John Brazier from the Phillies in studio today to talk about it and spread some tickets around. We noticed a walk-up song from another baseball team was of interest. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are trending currently, involving a situation where they're considering the ratio of their chocolate to peanut butter. There is a Robin Hood story in the big tech world that we share with you today. Westchester, the city, or the borough, depending on who you are. Well, it sparked a big debate on the show, and hometown madness churned along to get you in our squeeze box suite at Citizens Bank Park for the Big Who show that is approaching. It's all in here for you right now. Let's go. It is the Daily Podcast.
A sunny day ahead of us. Temperature getting up to 53 degrees and a beautiful weekend as well.
Saturday's
supposed to be in the 70s.
Yes, right? Come to me.
This is going to be great.
I'm going to do some mulching.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. Just ordered some new mulch.
You did?
No, it's same mulch from last year.
That's what I thought. You wasted your money. There's a pile out there waiting for you.
I lent him a pitchfork last year.
I just saw it in the garage, so it's, at least it's in the house, not outside getting wet.
Do an American Gothic shot for us, at least. Do something with it.
I gave him this thing last year, right, because I said to him, look, I said, use this pitchfork. It's a hell of a lot easier to, you know, the sure. Roll out mulch with a pitchfork, right? And that was the last I saw of it. And I said, and I would ask him regularly, have you done the mulch? No, I haven't done the mulch yet. No, not done the mulch yet.
A lot of stuff going
through
on
the winter. It's like, do you realize how much it's broken down?
I don't give a bleep.
Send your toddler out there. Do something with it. Yeah. He's big enough now to move it.
I'm just going to put it. It's old, so it's going to be in like the back part, but it's going to be covering.
It's going to be gray.
Shut up. Who cares? No one sees it. It's so overgrown anyway with flowers and a beautiful garden. Screw you guys.
I'm having a hard time believing the flowers and beautiful garden part.
I'll show you a picture.
Send pictures.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of strange, as long as I brought this up, last week I would put this guy in the modern day Robin Hood category. All right. This guy he pled guilty to wire fraud.
Okay.
All right. His name is Evaldas Rimasauskas.
Wow.
All right. Yeah.
That's intense.
Right? And he admits that he sold $99 million from Facebook and $23 million more from Google between 2013 and 2015.
My God.
All right.
How
did he do it?
Yeah, what kind of operations is this guy running?
How did he do it?
Simple phishing?
Right.
Phishing scams?
Not a phishing scam.
Not like a Nigerian prince.
Not like a Nigerian prince or what's a spoofing? That's the other one nowadays. That's where like your phone rings and it says Bob from Norristown.
Oh, right.
But it's some guy who's trying to sell you health insurance.
Yeah, I've been arguing with people over text for
right,
that.
Right, so.
Well, we know he didn't send them tax bills.
Right, right.
I have no idea.
I got nothing.
He, like, going in like to the offices and selling supplies that he never gave to them?
Cold calling them.
You're oh my God, close. I'm close.
Soliciting
You're close.
Them.
Oh my God. You're close. He sent them invoices for things they never purchased.
Whoa.
And both companies paid them. To the tune, we're talking about, you know, $122 million that these two companies handed over to this guy. Nobody bothered to check. Was there a purchase order? Was there an invoice?
Yeah, what was on the invoice?
Who the hell knows?
I'm poor.
Right. You know, he created fake company, forged signatures, spoof emails. He would send them emails asking where the money is, and they would just pay it.
I think it's all in his name. I trust that name. this guy sounds serious.
Ramasauskas?
Yeah, it's not Bubba Jones.
I wonder if he knows Kostaki Economopoulos.
Don't they all know each other?
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Cindy, we have a question for you before we get to traffic this morning.
Okay.
Right? And that is, I'm not sure if you heard about it, but the people at Reese's have put out, they're putting out new Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Really?
Yeah.
Like new flavors?
Yeah. Well, no. Same peanut butter cup, right? But you have a choice. between, and don't answer yet because we've got a bet going on here in the studio.
Okay.
All right. You have a choice between a Reese's peanut butter cup that has more peanut butter or a Reese's peanut butter cup that has more chocolate.
Mm.
All right. So we've bet on which one you're going with. You have 5 seconds to determine your answer.
This is so hard.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I would say more chocolate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Steve nailed
it.
Go. Wow.
Steve got
Not
it.
Not often I get that praise music. It's wonderful, great music.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but here's the whole thing. Here's the whole thing, right? It's not like there's that much space for the peanut butter that's in a peanut butter cup.
That's true.
If you put less in it, what are you going to, like just a couple of grains?
Well, are they raising the roof? Is it going to be
taller?
No,
it's going to be the same size. It's going to be the same size one, except one will have more chocolate, one will have more peanut
here's
butter.
Here's the key. Think about how well they sell during Christmas.
Right.
And Easter, when they do the Christmas tree shaped ones and the egg shaped ones.
The egg shaped ones are delicious.
Where there is not.
Yeah, I know. The egg shaped ones are so different.
They are. There's way more peanut butter. Check the ratio.
They don't have the ridges. Yeah. They don't have the ridges that the cup normally has.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I have dissected it.
Right.
We have 3 bags in the house right now. We've eaten one of them so far. And scientifically saying, I'm correct.
I believe that.
There's
I trust
no hard
these science.
I'm glad that Steve does these scientific things at home.
You just picture him and his wife in their lab coats with a beaker filled with chocolate.
Screaming at Belgo. It's time out for you.
Sit on the step.
Sit on the step. It's time out time.
You want to go to time out? Yeah.
Yeah.
And give me a Reese's while you're at it.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Bryce. I'm constantly doing that, the Reese Bryce thing. Well, right? Does Bryce have walkout music yet? Do you know if he has walkout music?
I don't know what it is for the actual season at Citizens Bank Park.
Right,
for spring training, he did the Fresh Prince theme, which he said he will be changing. He just thought it was fun for spring training.
Oh, for spring training. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right.
But I don't know.
Right, you know, Cole Hamels. No, not Cole. Chase Utley.
Okay.
Chase Utley used to
You'll get one of their names right.
Right. Chase Utley used to come out to Kashmir.
Correct.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Didn't know the song.
Right.
Right. His sister-in-law. His sister-in-law was the one who suggested it to him. Right.
How can you be lax about your walkout song?
Right. Now, do you know who Elvis Andrus is?
Yeah.
All right. For the Rangers, right?
Yeah. Shortstop, I believe.
Yeah, shortstop. That's it. That's exactly
Thank you.
It. All right. Well, he has walkout music.
What is it? I can't wait. I hope it's awesome.
I can't wait.
This was yesterday as he came to bat.
Andrus.
Yeah!
I hope he's childless. That'd be great.
No. He's got a new baby.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is. He's doing Baby Shark. Can you imagine the entire arena just going,
that'd be amazing. That would be amazing.
Change the baseball team name. The Sharks.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent Green is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
Right now.
It's awesome, baby!
Okay, Philadelphia, time to step
up. Romeo!
It's hometown madness.
Welcome to the big show.
Yep. Let's welcome them to the big show. Let's see, Mike Avishai, am I saying that right, Mike?
That's me.
Avishai, and then Jason Gurnian?
Close enough, John.
How do you say it, Jason?
Gurian.
I thought that's what I said, Gurian?
You added an N, Gurian.
Gurian. Okay. Well, good morning to you guys. Mike is representing Westchester. Mike, how long have you been in Westchester?
Let's call it about 12 years if you include college and sleeping on couches.
Okay.
Couch.
All right. So you decided to say, I love Westchester. It is
great town.
It really is a great town. Actually, technically, it's a city. It's the city of Westchester. What's your favorite thing about it?
Now, downtown, the borough, all the shops, the bars, young college girls.
Yeah. Well, if you're off the couches, I think you're probably off the college girls also. All right. Is there something, what would you say is the pride, what do you say is the pride of Westchester there?
I would say Westchester University.
Okay. All right. And Jason, you're an Ambler. I have to tell you, the last time I was an Ambler, or at least, you know, like Main Street Ambler, the Ambler Cabaret was still open. So I have not been there in a while. All right. How long have you been there?
I've been here for 28 years.
Oh, wow. All right. And what's your favorite thing about the town? Obviously not the Ambler Cabaret.
That burned down. We have quite the eclectic food sortie here in terms of restaurants and just great, great restaurants and atmosphere in Main Street. You got to get down here again.
And what would you say people in Ambler are most proud of?
I would say
that Steve Vassalotti doesn't live there.
Yeah, I would just say the eclectic variety, the people, the friendliness here.
All right. Well, gentlemen, you understand what's going to go on here. Steve, you are going to start us off this morning,
and
you're going to start with Mike.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mike, here comes your questions.
Bring it on.
Best of luck to you.
All right, Mike. Question number one: the gay '90s was a period in which century?
The 20th century.
The 20th century would be incorrect. No, it would be the 19th century, the 1800s, late part of the 1800s.
All right, next question. How many other states does Maine border?
One
is correct. Nice. Very good. All right, moving on.
If a man uses minoxidil ointment, where is he most likely putting it? Minoxidil.
On his head.
On his head. Very good. That's two for you.
All right. 2, 4, or 6. How many garters are on an actual garter belt?
Two.
Not too young to experience garter belts.
All right. Last question.
There would be four.
Dry ice is formed by freezing this. I would have said the same thing.
It's carbon dioxide. So what's that? Two for Mike?
Yeah.
Two for Mike. All right, let's move on over to Jason. Here comes your first one, Jason.
In the song, how many maids of milking did my true love give to me?
Six.
Missed it by two. Eight.
This is the only state in the Union that used to be an independent republic.
Texas.
Very good.
Is correct.
This is the first ingredient listed on most soft drinks.
High fructose corn syrup.
Good guess.
One would think, but no, carbonated water.
All right. Similar to Canada, Ireland is divided up into these land parcels.
What do they call the land parcels?
Provinces.
Very good.
All right. Okay, next one.
What TV family lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane?
The Waltons.
Did not. Oh, this is the first time we have a tie.
Munsters.
All right.
Overtime.
The Munsters is correct. All right. That brings us over to Steve and one for Mike.
Is this a sudden death overtime?
Like
Mike will get a question.
I think we go back and forth.
Okay. All right, Mike, here's your question. What sport was Greg LeMond famous for?
Hockey.
No. Cycling.
Jason knew that.
All right. What Missouri city built a tourism empire modeled after Nashville, Tennessee? What Missouri city?
Jason, you get this, you win.
Built a tourism empire modeled after Nashville. These are both tough.
St. Louis.
Oh, man. Those are tough.
No, Branson.
Double overtime.
Back to Mike.
Mike, this is the only animal species in which the male gives birth to the young.
Seahorse.
Seahorse.
That's correct.
Is correct. All right.
What are kept in jars on the animated show Futurama?
Heads.
Triple OT.
We continue.
All right, Mike, here we go. Priest, doctor, or soldier, who would you most likely see wearing a chevron?
A priest?
No, it would be soldier.
Oh, man. All right, rain or sun, the umbrella was originally invented to keep this out.
Sun
is...
Got it. Nice.
We got
one. A match.
Wow. That was a volley.
Winner. Congratulations. Tomorrow, two more towns going up against each other for Hometown Madness.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
It seems I have started a controversy.
Oh, so good. I love these days. I love these days.
when I said that that Westchester is a city, right, and people call me, no, it's a borough. Yes, it is a borough. But for the longest time, it was a city. I'll put it that way. If you go to the old courthouse on the corner of Gay and High Street, and you know the old Westchester joke, you come in high, you go out Gay.
Hey-o.
Right? You know, so it says the city of Westchester on it. So
I've like
always,
in cement and concrete?
Yeah.
Blame the Mason.
Right, exactly. You know, if they were going to take down, the Ten Commandments, they might as well have fixed that too.
Love so, these ludicrous debates.
I love it.
So keep your calls coming.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Tomorrow, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. As a matter of fact, a great day to go catch some baseball for the home opener. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, that man about town, not as tan as he usually is when he returns from Florida in spring training, the second lowest paid person on the Philadelphia Phillies and director of Fun and Games, John Brazier, is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John. After 25 years, I'm still the second lowest employee.
Well, no. But remember, you went up. You were once the
lowest.
Because
I hired an intern.
Right. You hired an intern, and now
I keep rehiring different interns.
Yes. It's amazing. His interns get paid. Don't let them get around here.
Yeah. If I had more interns, then I would be the third or fourth highest.
There you go.
Or lowest. Right.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You look terrific.
I'm feeling good. Uh-huh. Obviously, a great offseason. Matt Klentak was just did everything. It was great. I mean, Bryce Harper was a cherry on top of the sundae, but it was a big cherry.
Yes. It was indeed.
But just all their moves, Real Muto and Segura and Dave Robertson and McCutcheon, and just it's going to be a real – this lineup, it's crazy to think that we're going to have Cesar Hernandez and Franco at the end of the lineup.
We were just talking about that in the beginning.
Yeah, yep. So it's – I mean, down at spring training, watching these guys and seeing Real Muto and then seeing Segura and McCutcheon, and just after another – it's going to be pretty daunting to other National League pitchers.
I don't think the city realizes how much they're going to love Real Muto. The kid's an absolute stud.
He definitely is. I mean, he's a guy that was with the Marlins, and he put up great numbers with the Marlins. It's one of the worst hitters' parks there. So, you know, put him with it. With our squad, with the protection he's going to have, you're right.
Speaking of hitting, from what I understand, you were a big hit in the broadcast world. Right, you did the last spring training game?
Well, we allow our radio affiliates to come down to broadcast live a game that we're not on our regular channel. So WBCB, which I do a radio show on there, once a year comes down and they can broadcast a game. Well, they asked me 6 years ago to do a game. So now once a year in spring training, I get to do play-by-play, which is daunting enough because, A, I'm also doing the play-by-play, but I'm also interviewing one of their sponsors. So I've got to do two things that I'm not really comfortable with. It was a lot of fun. It was the last game of the season.
Last game of the season. And this is the last at bat of the game.
Well, I didn't know it at the time, but yes, it was the last at bat.
Okay, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, John Brazier, broadcaster.
Which would make it more impressive if he was able to do a walk-off home run. I think everybody will remember the name Malvin Matos. If he's able to do it,
certainly,
and he gets a hold of it, it's going back.
It's gone.
And put that baby to bed without a diaper. That ball's gone for a walk-off home run for Malvin Matos.
Put that baby away without a diaper?
I have to admit, I channeled and stole, blatantly ripped off Ron Burgundy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So,
he was doing hockey the night before, wasn't he?
He was doing hockey at Kings game. So, yes, it was in my head. And Scott Fransky said, where did you come up with that one? He said, would you use that for the seventh inning, or is that only for a walk-off? And I said, of course, I'm a professional. Of course it's only for a walk-off.
It was so,
right?
So good, John.
And put that baby to bed without a diaper. That ball's gone
Now, last year's home run call on Rhys Hoskins was "Grandma hide the cookie jar." So I'm, you know, I've got to keep upping myself.
Okay, all right.
You're impressive.
All right. Well, you know, each and every year you combine, we always put some sort of test to you, right? Where you got to answer questions, something like that, in order to promote your stuff. And this year we decided, you know what? We're just going to let you do it.
Wow.
All right, we're just going to let you do it with one small caveat.
Okay.
All right. Have you ever heard of the app Speech Jammer?
No, I haven't.
There's this thing that
happens.
I don't
know if I like this caveat here.
There's this thing that happens in radio all the time, especially when you're doing a live broadcast,
right,
that if all of the buttons and dials are not in the right place,
right,
you get a momentary delay in your headphones. Right, which makes it very difficult to speak.
So I got to keep powering through, is what you're saying.
So what we're going to do is, if you put in those earbuds, right?
I got the big headphones to work.
Oh, you got the big headphones?
Put on the big boy headphones. Yeah.
Okay, put on the big boy headphones.
All right.
And you have it. Is it all set up?
It is set to go. All you got to do is hit start jamming speech.
Okay.
And
so
we can let
John whenever you're ready. Right, just start promoting whatever it is you want to promote.
I can hear that right now. You're going backwards, but I'm starting right now, and I'm going to power through. Because on opening day tomorrow at 3:05, it is the opening day, and all fans are going to get a powder blue rally towel.
He's doing really good.
And wait till fans come down, because at 12:35,
why are you yelling?
The gates open. I'm not being distracted by you, John.
Why are you yelling?
A powder blue rally towel given to all fans. We are opening up the new Pass and Stow. We no longer have McFadden's. We're going to have a big outdoor beer garden, fire pit.
I think it's funny. It obviously changes his cadence.
A Shake Shack. I have no idea what I'm saying right now.
You can hear the delay coming through.
I must have the headphones.
And we have
loud.
Questlove performing from 2 to 2:30 in the third base plaza.
All right.
And he'll be doing a 90-minute performance after the game.
He'll be doing a 90-minute performance.
Right.
It's like a Brazier robot.
Put that baby to bed.
Without a diaper.
And put that baby to bed without a diaper.
Am I still going?
You get to promote one more thing.
Yeah, you get to promote one more thing. Sure.
All right. Well, it's opening day. It's opening day weekend. So Saturday at 4:05. We have Cavity Busters, kids opening day, where all kids are going to get a hooded T-shirt. And Sunday night is McDonald's opening night. I can't even talk. 7 o'clock ESPN game. All fans 15 over going to get a McDonald's opening night T-shirt.
All right.
And a view of J-Lo, if you're lucky.
Very good. Very good. We are impressed. Now you know how Dan Baker feels.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
can I go back to the quiz?
Now batting in fifth position, Manny Modo.
By the way, I butchered the guy's name three times. I said it three different ways.
Really?
I'd never heard of the guy. The guy, you know, sometimes
he didn't have his name on the back of the uniform.
He did not have his name on the back. Sometimes he comes, you know, we'll bring in these minor league players, especially at the end of the spring training, and they'll come in. Well, they have the number 85.
Right.
They don't have their name on the back. I had to read the scoreboard, and I said the guy's name three different times. Of course, Scott Francie told me that after he heard the actual announcement.
Was that Sunday's game?
That was just
Monday.
It was Monday.
Monday's
right?
game? Yeah.
Last game of the spring training.
Because Monday there was some minor league pitcher who was pitching for the Phillies. Right, and again, no name on his back, and I'm watching it with Tommy Green. Right, and he, I don't know, he strikes out like the first batter, and then does this fist bump.
Oh, that was Cole Irvin, who was our minor league pitcher of the year.
Yeah,
yes, he threw seven straight balls, and then he finally threw. The umpire called a strike, and he did a fist punch. He was so excited; it was great. Never seen that. Love it. And he did with a smile too.
All right. Lastly, of course, you've got tickets for the Phillies, a 4-pack of tickets for Sunday night's game. This is the ESPN game.
ESPN game, 7 o'clock.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. All right. So what do they have to do to get these?
Well, I mentioned, if you could hear it through the, again, I don't know what the listeners are hearing. All I know is I had about 10,000 voices in my head, but I did mention Pass and Stow is this new, unbelievable outdoor beer garden, indoor-outdoor. It's going to be fantastic. Pass and Stow, it's named after two historical figures.
All
who
right.
are Pass and Stow?
Who is,
what's their historical significance?
What is their historical significance? Or what did Pass and Stow do?
It's John Pass and John Stow, if that helps anybody.
Okay. Well, call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK. Identify who Pass and Stow are and what Pass and Stow did, and you will get that 4-pack of tickets. It is good to see you, sir. You
great
look
to
healthy.
See you guys.
You look great.
Thank you.
It's great to see you. And after all, you did.
And put that baby to bed without a diaper. That ball's gone.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.